听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thanks for taking time to study English with us today. This month, we're learning how sunburns work. The more we know about them, the more we can take measures to avoid them. Yes, avoiding a sunburn should be in your mind this summer. Why? Because sunburns are painful and they damage your skin. Too much sun has been linked to certain kinds of skin cancer, too. So, what's one way we can protect our skin? We can use sunscreen. Sunscreen is our first key word of the day, and its example sentence reads, "Remember to put sunscreen on before going out in the sun." Next is the noun tan, as in, Marie had a tan when she came back from her vacation in Hawaii. The last key word for this section is layer, as in, this cake has three layers with different flavors. Now, please open your magazines to page 32 and follow in the right-hand column on line 14.
How sunburns work. Avoiding sunburn. There are three ways you can avoid sunburn. One is to stay inside or cover all your skin with clothing. The second way is to use a sunscreen. Sunscreen contains chemicals that absorb ultraviolet light. The third way is to go out in the sun a little bit each day and get a tan. The tan will protect your skin from sunburn. More about tans. Here's how a tan works. If you look at a cross-section of your skin, you have the outer layer called the stratum corneum.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. Welcome back for day two of talking about how sunburns work. Yesterday, we talked about how we get a sunburn, how ultraviolet light comes in and damages our skin and turns it red and hot, and it's very uncomfortable. Today, we have good news for you, though. We are going to be talking about how you can avoid sunburn. Chip, our article talks about three different ways you can avoid sunburn. Let's get right into that. Could you help us out here?
Well, the first one is very easy. The first one is simply avoid the sun. And there are two basic ways that you can avoid the sun. First of all, you can stay inside and not experience the outdoor sunshine and therefore not be in the ultraviolet light that the sun produces. Or you can also go outside but cover all of your body parts. So you can cover them with clothing that protects your skin from the ultraviolet light.
Now, I don't really like either of these two suggestions because I like to be outside when it's nice and warm out and the sun is shining. And if I wore all those clothes, I think I would be too hot. So, fortunately, there is another suggestion. The next suggestion is to use a sunscreen. Now, sunscreen is something that you can buy at many different stores. It's usually a cream or a lotion, and you put it on your skin, and it protects your skin from those ultraviolet rays that we were talking about, that ultraviolet light that comes in and damages your skin. So, you put it on, it protects your skin, it's much safer to go out in the bright sun.
And that word screen is one that you might already know. A screen is a material that lets some things through but prevents other things from passing through. So with a sunscreen, it does let some sun through, but it screens out or it prevents some of that ultraviolet light from getting through and into your skin.
So how does it work exactly? Well, sunscreen contains chemicals that absorb the ultraviolet light. And if you absorb something, you take something in. I think of maybe if I spill a glass of water on the table, I need to wipe it up before it gets on the floor, so I get out a towel. And I put the towel on that water. The towel absorbs the water, or it takes it in. It takes it up off the table. The same idea with sunscreen is true. You put it on your skin, and it actually absorbs that ultraviolet light. It takes it in before it can reach your skin.
And I like that way. I think using sunscreen is a good way of preventing sunburn, but this third way is probably my favorite, and it suggests that you can avoid sunburn by going outside into the sun just a little bit each day. And when you do that, you get a tan.
I like this idea very much, Chip. I enjoy having a tan. Let's find out exactly what a tan is, though. It is a browning of the skin that results from being out in the sun. Maybe you've seen people before who look very white in the wintertime, but when you see them in the summer, they're quite a bit darker. They have more of a brown tone to their skin. That's what a tan is. And if you have a tan, this is a good way to protect your skin from getting a sunburn.
Okay, now let's learn a little bit more about tans, but first we're going to look at some more info about your skin. So stay tuned.
Your skin is one of the most amazing organs in your body. The skin of a typical adult weighs about 3.5 kilograms and covers about 1.8 square meters. Skin is loaded with sensors, blood vessels, sweat glands, hair follicles, and muscles, one tiny muscle for each hair, and it has a very tough design so that it can handle things like abrasion and sunlight.
Let's learn more about this third way to protect your skin from getting a sunburn. Let's learn more about tans. Here's how a tan works. If you look at a cross-section of your skin, you have the outer layer called the stratum corneum. Let's back up to this word layer before we move on. A layer is a single thickness of something that covers a surface. I think of the wedding cake that we had at our wedding. It was three layers. It had one on the bottom, one in the middle, and one on the top. Three sections of thickness covering a surface.
Okay, yeah, a wedding cake, or actually often I think of an onion. An onion has several layers. You peel off each layer as you move closer to the center of an onion. And your skin is the same way. And our article says that if you take out a cross section, or if you look at a cross section, that is a picture or a way of looking at the thickness of something where you can see the different layers of skin. And if you look at a cross section, the outer layer is called the stratum corneum.
So if the outside layer is the stratum corneum, that means it's the layer that you can see, the layer that you can touch, that everybody has that covers their body. It also means that there are more layers to come. And we'll be talking about those additional layers as soon as we get back from a skit and then going to a break. We'll see you soon. Stay with us.
Ha! Ah, you are going to get a sunburn! Ha!
You don't scare me! I can avoid sunburn in three ways.
Never!
Ha! First, I could stay inside.
No sun, no fun.
Or I could cover my skin with clothing.
See? How can you enjoy summer if you're hiding from the sun?
Well, I can use sunscreen. Chemicals in here will absorb ultraviolet light.
Oh, no! Sunscreen protection. I hate that.
And there's another way. I can just go out in the sun a little bit every day, Then I'll get a tan.
A tan? How will that help you?
My basal layer of skin has special cells that detect ultraviolet light.
Cells that detect ultraviolet light, huh?
That's right. They create a brown pigment that absorbs the ultraviolet light.
And protects your skin from damage?
You got it. I can tan and untan with the seasons.
Oh, those are three very good ways.
So I'll never get another sunburn again. Ha!
But that's not fair.
I'll show you not fair.
Yeah!
Woo!
Welcome back, friends. You are tuned in to Studio Classroom Worldwide, and my name is Steve. Friends, if you haven't noticed this yet, people from the West have a little different attitude towards tans than people from Asia. In a place like America, people want a tan, as they think it makes them look healthy and athletic. In Asia, however, white skin is highly valued, and a suntan is avoided at all costs. Well, the last key word of the day is the verb detect. Holly is able to detect when somebody is lying by his or her body movements. Now, let's learn more about the suntan. Please join us as we read, starting on page 33 and line 3.
How sunburns work. This layer contains the dead skin cells that you actually see covering your body. Below the stratum corneum is the granular layer. And below that is the basal layer. Tanning happens in the basal layer, which contains special cells called melanocytes. When a melanocyte detects ultraviolet light, it creates a brown pigment called melanin. Melanin, like sunscreen, absorbs ultraviolet light and protects your skin from damage. If people spent all their time outdoors, their skin would naturally tan and untan with the seasons. You would never get a sunburn.
Welcome back. We're talking about the stratum corneum, which is the outer layer of skin in this large organ on your body called the skin. And this layer contains the dead skin cells that you actually see covering your body. Now, that's a little bit gross. I didn't realize this, that actually when we see our skin, we're actually seeing dead skin cells.
Yeah, that's a hard concept to understand because we look and feel very alive, but we're actually covered with dead skin cells. So that's the top layer, the stratum corneum. Let's take a look at what the other layers of the skin are. It says below the stratum corneum is the granular layer. So that would be the second one, right below the stratum corneum, granular layer. And below that is the basal layer. So we have three layers of our skin that makes up this organ, the skin.
Yeah. Now, I would expect for a tan to be visible on the outer layer, the stratum corneum. I would expect a tan to be, I guess, the dead skin cells. But actually, our article says that tanning happens in the basal layer. That's the deepest or the third layer of your skin.
And down in the basal layer, it contains special cells called melanocytes. So that's another type of cell. We've talked about skin cells and white blood cells in this article, and now we're talking about another type called melanocytes.
And these melanocytes detect ultraviolet light. And that word detects is a word bank word. And when you detect something, that means that you are discovering something. You could also say it's sensing ultraviolet light. So it sounds like these melanocytes are a type of sensor in your body.
And you might use the word detect in a sentence like this. She thought she could detect the smell of gas. She thought that her nose could censor or discover a smell that wasn't supposed to be there. So, these melanocytes detect ultraviolet light and it creates a brown pigment. And pigment is one of our more information words. And when we're talking about pigment, we're talking about anything that can, give substance to color. Anything that can create color is pigments. Pigment.
And this brown pigment, or this brown coloring, is called melanin. And melanin, like sunscreen, absorbs ultraviolet light. So we have, you could put sunscreen on the outside of your body, which absorbs that ultralight, but your body already has a natural substance called melanin that does the same thing. It absorbs ultraviolet light in a healthy way.
So this melanin is a natural sunscreen. One thing that maybe you should know is that people have different amounts of melanin in their bodies, which gives them different shades of tans in the sun. I know, for example, Chip must have more melanin in his body than I do because he gets very tan in the summer, and I only get maybe a little bit tan. His skin gets much darker than mine, and that might be because you have more melanin.
Yeah, that's a strong possibility. I probably have a little bit more melanin in my basal layer than you, Chelsea. But that doesn't mean that I cannot get a sunburn, because I also can get a sunburn fairly easily. And we can say that I sunburn easily.
Another thing that's interesting about suntans, I think, is the difference in cultures and our ideas of what looks nice. I know in Western culture, many people love to have a nice suntan, a nice tan. In the summertime, people will even go to the beach or outside and they will lay out in the sun in order to get that melanin to work so that they will have darker skin. I know in Eastern culture, on the other hand, a lot of people like to cover up more. They like to hold an umbrella so the sunlight doesn't get to them because they enjoy having that lighter colored skin.
That's true. There's a cultural understanding that the fairer colored skin, if you have fair colored skin, lighter colored skin, that that's more beautiful. And whereas Western culture, darker skin tends to be more attractive.
But if people spent all their time outdoors, their skin would naturally tan and untan with the seasons, and you would never get a sunburn. But we don't spend all of our time outdoors as much as some of us would like to spend more time outdoors. Sometimes we have to be inside, so this is not usually how it works. We're all able to get sunburns.
And that is very true. Actually, it was difficult for me to get sunburned when I spent a lot of my summer on roofs, on the roofs of houses, doing construction. We're going to take a look at some things in the chat room now, being tan and untan and what that's all about. So we're going to visit the chat room, see what's happening there.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vicki. Well, we've had an informative lesson, I think, on getting a suntan and how to avoid sunburns.
Now, Vicki, I noticed that the word tan is used as a noun throughout the lesson, except in the last paragraph where it says, if people spend all their time outdoors, their skin would naturally tan and untan with the seasons. Mm-hmm. So to tan means to become tan?
That's right. And to help people tan, there are different tanning devices that people often use, such as tanning beds and tanning booths. They all produce ultraviolet light, which gives you a tan. In America, there are also tanning salons where people can go to get a tan.
Tan 当名词是褐色，用来形容皮肤，就是所谓的古铜色皮肤。Tan 也可以当动词 ，to tan 就是晒黑。Tanning bed 晒床指的就是日光浴床，这种日晒当然是人造的，用的是 tanning lamp 太阳灯。那在西方呢，还有所谓的 tanning salon 室内的日晒沙龙，喜欢晒太阳的白种人会去光顾这些 tanning salon。Now, going back to that sentence, we also see the word untan. Why is it in quotes, Vicky?
Well, untan is actually a made-up word. You wouldn't find it in the dictionary. That's why the writer put quotes around it.
So why did the writer use a word that doesn't exist?
Well, if you read the entire sentence, you'll notice that it has a nice rhythm. Their skin would naturally tan and untan. Tan and untan has a nice balance and is easily understood. If the writer didn't use untan, then he'd have to use a lot more words to describe the process of losing a tan.
And there wouldn't be that nice balance.
Exactly. That's why sometimes, for the sake of style, we can be a little more creative in our writing.
I see. 文章最后看到 untan 这个字表示肤色变淡，而且还放在引号当中，就是因为 untan 并不是一个正式的英文单字，但是因为作者将它跟 tan 并列在一起，tan and untan, 整句话读起来就很顺畅。所以有时候为了文章的顺畅，有些人就会很有创意的制造出一些单字来使用。只是不要忘了，如果你用的是一个大家都没有见过的单字，一定要放在引号当中。
And right now it's time for Michelle, so join us for this.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们看的是 sunscreen 这个名词。Screen 在这里是指屏障。或者是遮掩物，所以 sunscreen 是指防晒霜或防晒剂。例如 apply sunscreen on your skin 30 minutes before you go outdoors， 要去户外之前30分钟要在皮肤上涂上防晒霜。 sunscreen 和 suntan lotion 不太一样， sunscreen 是为了防晒，但是 suntan lotion 除了防晒，有些也兼具帮助晒黑的功能。继续我们看的是 layer 这个名词， layer 是指层，例如臭氧层叫做 the ozone layer, O-Z-O-N-E, 或者是 she put on layers of makeup to cover her spotty complexion, 她涂上一层一层的化妆品来遮掩脸上的斑斑点点，或者是 we stripped several layers of paint off the wall before repainting it, 我们把墙面上之前好几层的油漆给刮掉之后才重新粉刷。所以我们看的是 detect 这个动词， detect 是指发现或者是察觉，例如 the bank security system can detect any unusual movement in the vault， 这个银行的保全系统可以察觉任何保险库中不寻常的活动，或者是 I detected the anxiety in her voice， 我感觉到她声音中的焦虑，或者是 expertsHave detected signs that the economy is declining. 专家们已经察觉出经济在衰退的征兆。And I guess that's all for today. Keep up the good work and I'll see you soon.
How sunburns work. Avoiding sunburn. There are three ways you can avoid sunburn.One is to stay inside or cover all your skin with clothing. The second way is to use a sunscreen. Sunscreen contains chemicals that absorb ultraviolet light. The third way is to go out in the sun a little bit each day and get a tan. The tan will protect your skin from sunburn. More about tans. Here's how a tan works.If you look at a cross-section of your skin, you have the outer layer called the stratum corneum. This layer contains the dead skin cells that you actually see covering your body. Below the stratum corneum is the granular layer. And below that is the basal layer. Tanning happens in the basal layer, which contains special cells called melanocytes. When a melanocyte detects ultraviolet light,It creates a brown pigment called melanin. Melanin, like sunscreen, absorbs ultraviolet light and protects your skin from damage. If people spent all their time outdoors, their skin would naturally tan and untan with the seasons. You would never get a sunburn.
I hope this was an informative lesson for you, friends. If you're out in the sun this summer, remember to protect your skin. Okay, how good are you at spelling English words? How do you spell the word delicious? Well, tomorrow our author explains that some people spell it I-N-S-E-C-T. That's right, in our food feature article, we'll visit some places around the world where people think insects are delicious. Right now, it's time to say goodbye. So from all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide, we hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you all on Monday. Bye-bye, everyone.